good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source. You can hear the spooky music in the background as we are going to be talking about having a safe Halloween, trick-or-treating, and all that kind of stuff. Jasmine Wongen from Safe Kids of Grand Forks in the studio today, and we'll be talking with her in just a couple of minutes. Show brought to you by Pure Mist. You know, if you want continuous protection to any indoor space, contact Pure Mist Total Indoor Environment Protection. Their multifaceted process uses advanced technologies to destroy contaminants in the air and on surfaces. Pre-Mist can protect homes, businesses, classrooms, clinics, fitness clubs, retail stores, hotels, childcare centers, and more. You know what? This is the apex of indoor environment protection, destroying surface and airborne microbes, including viruses, bacteria, mold, fungi, allergens, and odors. And Active Pure is an FDA-tested and approved technology to reduce and eliminate SARS and COV-2. That's the virus that causes COVID-19. In fact, Grand Forks' best source is now protected by Pure Mist. Shouldn't you protect yourself, too? Call Chad at 763-229-7969 or go to PureMistCo.com. Pure Mist Total Indoor Environment Protection. Clean spaces, healthy people. Well, before we get on with the show, time now for our morning daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go. Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Why did the zombie skip school? Why did the zombie skip school? Because he felt rotten. All right, what do you got to say about that one?
That wasn't too bad. I'll give you that one.
Yeah, yeah. Jasmine, what'd you think of that joke?
Dad joke.
Yeah. Jasmine Wongen with Safe Kids. Tell us a little bit about yourself before we get going here.
Good morning. Like you said, I'm Jasmine Wongen with Safe Kids Grand Forks. I am a car seat technician instructor. So one of the people we have with Safe Kids, we do injury prevention. One of my main areas of focus is car seats and keeping kids safe in the car.
Mm-hmm.
But Safe Kids Grand Forks, we cover lots of injury prevention topics. A lot of what we cover, we say you don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
If we look at all the reasons that kids can be injured or die, of all the reasons of things, the biggest thing is unintentional injuries.
Sure.
And so that's what we cover. There's about 25 different topics in there of things. If we take that chunk of injury prevention topics and look at what the biggest number one cause of death and injury is, it's motor vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we spend a lot of time in there, but also spend a lot of time with lots of other topics when they're seasonally appropriate is when a lot of them come up.
Okay. And by the way, if you have any questions for Jasmine, feel free to text us. Or you could call 701-213-0863, 213-0863. It's going to be a COVID Halloween.
It is.
Things are going to be a lot different this year.
It is. Everything has been a lot different this year, yep, including Halloween. We've seen lots of information online about how to have a COVID-safe Halloween on how to stay healthy at mm-hmm. Halloween. But we also need to remember regular safety and the things we talk sure. about every year at Halloween. And a lot of that comes down to pedestrian safety.
Mm-hmm.
And Halloween, you're twice as likely to be hit by a car.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot more people out.
Sure.
There's kids that are excited to be out trick-or-treating. You think they're going to cross at corners, but they're running back and forth finding those house lights that mm-hmm. are on. And
like trying to drive down University Avenue on the campus.
Right. Exactly.
They have crosswalks every 50 feet that they can't use.
Yeah.
I watched some little kid almost get run over on my street yesterday.
Oh.
He was riding his bike. He must have been probably like 5 years old or something. And yeah, and he just decided he was going to cross the road right when cars were coming.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, Halloween has changed so much from when we were kids. Now you get, like the Alaris Center and the Grand Cities Mall here and places like that. Seems like they're trying to bundle all the kids up and put them in one room. I'm kind of a traditionalist. You know, I would just as soon my kids, when they were young, I like to do it the old school way. And that's going to be a little bit different this year. But I want to tell us a little bit about Halloween and harvest events for 2020.
Yeah. So every year before Halloween, we make a Facebook event on our Safe Kids Grand Forks Facebook page. And we find all the events that are going on in our region that are alternatives to door-to-door trick-or-treating. If we can get kids in an indoor venue, in a trunk-or-treat, parking lot mm-hmm. where there's not cars that are driving, that's going to be a safer alternative pedestrian-wise
yep.
than going door-to-door. The problem with COVID this year is we're finding a lot of those are being canceled mm-hmm. because we don't want to corral all these kids into a small space. So most years, there's tons of different events to pick from this year. There's a few. And so you need to remember safety from that pedestrian standpoint, but then also think of the COVID part of it, that
sure.
they're saying to wear a mask underneath your mask. With Safe Kids, we don't usually recommend a costume mask because it can limit the...
Your vision. Yeah,
exactly. You can't see if a car is coming from the side. So we usually recommend doing face paint or something instead. My kids love face paint.
Yeah, and I think it looks way more realistic, too, when you do it that way instead of just slapping on a piece of plastic with a little rubber band, you know, behind your head, which is more uncomfortable than these dumb masks they're making us wear. But... you know, when we think about kids and Halloween safety, trick-or-treating safety, there's a million things we could talk about.
Absolutely.
I mean, the type of costume, for one.
Yeah.
You know, not having a bunch of loose clothing and things like that. But what are some of the other things that parents should be thinking about before they go out trick-or-treating or send their kids out?
Yeah. Well, you know, those North Dakota, Minnesota winters, it's not winter yet, but it feels like it.
Yeah.
Halloween, we tend to buy their costumes bigger so we can fit layers and snow pants if needed underneath. We want to make sure those aren't too big so that they're tripping over them, or if they've got, you know, a costume where the shoes are too big and they're going to be running and tripping. Another thing to think about is, are those costumes flame retardant?
Sure.
But if you have somebody that has pumpkins with candles, which, you know, we recommend using an LED light in them instead, but are they going to get too close to that with an oversized costume and could it start on fire? So some things like that they need to be thinking about also.
You just mentioned something that was my wife's idea, and we use it every year now, and it's great. We just go to the dollar store and get glow sticks and throw those in our pumpkins.
Yeah, and wouldn't it be a good idea too, Jasmine, maybe if the trick-or-treaters had a glow stick with them, or, you know, you can buy those little mini flashlights now. But because when you're in a costume, you've got a mask on, maybe you're not face painted, your vision, like you said, you can't see as well. But there's a lot of trip hazards out there, too, for these kids, and they could fall down. And heck, I'd hate to see somebody fall down and lose all their candy. but that's probably a pretty good idea, too, isn't it?
Absolutely. If you have a dark colored costume, having a glow stick can be a fun thing for little kids. My kids have pumpkin flashlights that you turn them on and they twirl around and do all kinds of stuff, but there's a light in them. So that's something that they enjoy holding. Putting reflective tape on part of their outfit is something that's a good idea so that they are seen by those vehicles. Having, you know, lights of some sort, if you can incorporate in that, you can see some really creative costumes when people design their own instead of just purchasing from a store.
What about, like, we talked about jack-o'-lanterns. You know, you got to be careful. I don't even know. Do people even still put candles in them, really?
I sure hope not. I don't see many of them. A lot of the houses we go to, they're not lit at all, which I think is probably kind of a safety of, you know, you've got this fire sitting outside and somebody's not monitoring it. So people are getting smart about not doing that. But if you want them lit, there's lots of different options. You could put, you know, a string of Christmas lights.
A
short one, the whole thing in there to light it up. LED candles, glow sticks is a great idea. You can get different colors and have that different color glowing in there. That there's a lot of alternatives to candles.
You know, back when I was a kid, and it was a long time ago, but when I'd get done trick-or-treating, mom and dad still had to go through your candy first and make sure wasn't any bad stuff in there. But that should still be done after kids are trick-or-treating, because you just don't know about people nowadays.
Right. The chances of somebody, you know, lacing a candy or something in it is kind of an old wives' tale. We don't really see that. But that doesn't mean there's not expired candy or candy that's open, or, you know, sometimes you see a dog maybe chewed on a wrapper or something, that it's still a good idea for parents to go through that candy.
Yeah, go through it, take what you want first, and then give the rest to the kid in moderate amounts.
I saw a post that was it made me kind of laugh, and it was the warning of people giving out the edible marijuana candies.
Oh boy.
And well, somebody put on there and they're like, if you think somebody's giving away their edibles for free, you're dense.
Wow. So,
good point.
Tell you what, we're going to talk here about making a little money. You know what? If you've been putting off that remodel or maybe something new around your house, and maybe somebody's bugging you about getting it done, let Executive Properties get it done for you. They do everything, all types of commercial and residential work. I mean, everything from kitchens to bathrooms to concrete, trim and tile, cabinets. I think you get the picture. Executive Properties, they do an incredible job. And the first thing they're going to do is talk to you and find out how you want things done. And then they'll do it the right way. Barry Romo, I tell you what, that guy has been doing this for a long time. The whole crew over there, over 30 years of experience. They offer some great senior and referral discounts. And they'll work with you, too, with your budget, okay? And they do snow removal. We're lucky so far. But for all your general contractor needs, call them up. Executive Properties, 701-330-1273. They got a website, and it's a great website. You can see some of the work they've done, executiveproperties.org. And you can check out the reviews on Facebook and Google. You're going to love their work. Executive Properties, your one-stop company that can do it all for you. And I know these guys, and they do a great job. Back with Jasmine Wongen from Safe Kids Grand Forks. You know, Halloween means winter is coming, and I hate that it's coming.
Yep.
But there's a lot of things as far as child safety goes that we need to think about in winter, too.
Absolutely.
First off is, like, what they wear.
So we need to think about keeping kids warm, but also keeping them safe. So we bundle them up to go outside. They've got big puffy coats, snowsuits, their boots, hats, gloves. They're warm. But if we take all that and put it in a car, they're not going to be safe if they're in a crash. What happens is those snowsuits and those big puffy coats, those can compress in a crash. And kids in car seats, they have their harness straps. We want those straps up against them close enough so you can fit about one finger in at the shoulder.
Okay.
So if I've got a bunch of big bulk on, those straps are going to seem tight. Even if I pull really tight,
sure,
that puff is going to be in the way. In a crash, those crash forces are really big. That all that fluff is going to compress, making those straps not as tight as we want them to be. And those children are going to move forward or move in their car seat more than we want them to not keep them as safe as they should be. There's ways to still keep them warm and safe. And we get a lot of people that, you know, kind of scoff at, you know, really how much extra can that add? And at one point I was kind of one of those people also that I thought, I'm going to do a test with this. I need to actually, you know, show that it makes a difference. And it's a super easy thing for anybody to do. If you take your child in whatever their winter clothes are, put them in their car seat, buckle them in nice and tight, take them out of that car seat without loosening the straps, take that snowsuit or that coat off or whatever they have, and then buckle them back in and see how loose those straps are. When my kids were both about 3 months old, I did that with them. My son had gone into a snowsuit and my daughter went in a bundle me. It's an insert that goes in a car seat to keep them warm. I got them in there so tight, I could not fit a finger in at the shoulder. Like, I am thinking they're good. Like, this test isn't going to work the way I want it to. Took them out, put them back in without adjusting those straps at all. We talk about fitting one finger in at the shoulder. I could fit my entire arm them and their straps.
So what do you do then? I mean, do you just start the car up and let it warm up for a little bit longer and rush them out there without their bundled up clothing on? Or what's a good fix for that?
That's an option. I always start my car ahead of time because I get cold even with the coat on. Some alternatives are they can wear their coat walking to the vehicle. But when you get to that vehicle, have them take that coat off. Buckle them up real quick, pull those straps nice and tight, and then have them stick their arms out and put their coat on backwards. So it's almost like a blanket.
Oh, sure.
Over them.
Okay.
You can have them wear, like, when it's maybe weather like today where it's kind of cold but not super cold, just wearing like a lightweight fleece coat. Kids aren't spending that much time going to and from the car, into stores, to and from school. And then maybe have a blanket in the car that they can cover up with. Now,
I picked up one of these. It's like a poncho type of deal.
Yep.
And it's a really great idea, but I have such a hard time trying to, like, get the back of it up when I'm putting the kid in the car seat.
So does my husband.
Kind of rides up the back.
Must be a dad thing.
I just can't figure it out. I don't know. My wife can do it, like, no problem. But I'm like, I can't figure this thing out. All of a sudden, the hood's turned around on his head. And
so my kids had those when they were a little bit younger, and they had them without the hood, which made it a little bit easier. But a car seat poncho, it's essentially a poncho. It's two layers of fleece. You can wear a lightweight coat underneath it. And it's this super heavy, warm, soft blanket with a hole for their head that when they're walking to and from the car, it's going to keep them nice and warm. Is it meant for sledding and playing outside? No. But it's for that. You know, we're running errands. We're going places. And then when you get in the car, that back of the poncho lifts up so they can sit up against the back of the car seat. And then my husband struggled with the front, too, because you kind of have to move the front out of the way to get those straps buckled. And then you lay it back over them, and they've got a blanket right on their lap, which is a great alternative. It's something newer we've seen in the last 5 years or so, an alternative to those coats.
Okay. And speaking of vehicles and kids in the winter, you see it all the time. Somebody runs in the store, car running, kids strapped in the back seat. Your thoughts about that?
We never want to leave kids in a car, not even for a minute. Usually we focus on that topic in the summer months when we talk heat stroke. And those kids, their bodies react to heat differently than adults do, that they're going to overheat a lot quicker than an adult. And, you know, it's easy for people to get on autopilot. You can forget that your child's in the car or that you left them when you went to go run an errand real quick, and all of a sudden that quick return to Target or that quick I need to grab milk becomes, well, I'm going to stroll through this aisle and that aisle, and that child can stay in there longer than expected. And usually the concern isn't that child being taken. It's that they're going to overheat in the car. And we have seen that happen, not up here, but in another state in January. There was a heat stroke death of a child being left in a car. But kids overheat if they do have that big coat on, or if that car is left running, they can get hot in that car. And so we can see that heat stroke happening really any time of the year.
You know, this doesn't really happen here, but I've heard a lot of stories too of when somebody... they steal the car and they don't realize that the kid is in the back seat of it. So they're not trying to like steal a kid. They're just trying to get the car.
Absolutely.
And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, there's a human in the back.
Yeah.
And then there's a panic that happens.
Yeah. Oh, now what do I do?
Yep.
You know, another good idea too is this is the time of year when you should be thinking about tires, you know, on your car. If you yourself think your tires are bad in the car and you're hauling kids around in that car, you know, I know tires aren't cheap, but you got to be thinking about more than just yourself when it comes to kids. So something else to be thinking about. And more winter safety stuff. Now, daylight savings is that this weekend?
This weekend, Sunday the 1st.
Okay, what are things that need to be done? I mean, it's kind of like a reminder that it is winter.
Yep. So we have daylight savings twice a year. What we say is when you change your clock, you change your batteries. And we're talking about smoke detectors.
Mm-hmm.
We want to check the batteries on smoke detectors every single month. On our Safe Kids Grand Forks website, under safety information, you can find a little chart to print out, or you can call our office and we'll mail one to you also. But it's a monthly chart as that reminder to check off that, yep, we checked our batteries and our smoke alarm this month. They're working. But then, you know, batteries go bad eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So twice a year, it's recommended to just completely change those batteries. Even if it seems to be working, you know, 2 days from now, 3 weeks from now, it might not be working before you check it again. And it's always better to be safe than sorry. Smoke alarms also are only good for 10 years.
Yeah.
So make sure, you know, if I've lived in my house for 12 years, if I knew I hadn't changed mine, it's probably time to change it.
Yeah.
But don't they normally chirp at you when the batteries are going out?
Some do, yep.
Yeah, and it's very annoying. you know, when I was a kid, Jasmine, I used to love sledding, tobogganing, downhills. Could be dangerous. I thought I wouldn't miss a beat when my kid was about maybe 8 or 9. I said, yeah, let's go sled. And I took one and I ran and I jumped and I dove face first onto the sled. And just the landing on the sled about killed me. you know, you see them down by the golf course, you know, by Lincoln all the time sledding. Any safety tips for parents if their kids are out doing this kind of stuff?
Never sled head first down a hill.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what you're going to hit at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have some serious neck injuries as a result of that. Wearing a helmet is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make helmets specifically for sledding, but even a multi-sport helmet that kids are wearing when they're biking and rollerblading, that's better than nothing.
Yeah.
That would be an option. And, you know, parents, you know, it's good for parents to check out the hill. You know, is it too slippery? Is it too steep? Are there things that they're going to crash into at the bottom, that making sure the kids are supervised, or that you know where they're going to do their sledding?
Mm-hmm. One of the things that you really never see until it's too late is when other kids have put a ramp down there.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you can't see it from the top of the hill. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, it's just poof, you see him get launched in the air.
You're airborne.
Like, you're like, oh, there it was.
Caught some big air. Another thing, too, is my babysitter when I was growing up was basically the outdoor hockey rink. They would actually close the warming house, shut the lights off. We would go and turn the lights back on until the cops would say, hey, it's time for you kids to go home. But, you know, there's safety things to be thinking about there too. Skates, pucks, sticks, all that stuff. You know, you might think you're just out on these rinks having a good time, but it's like riding a bike. You should still wear your helmet. You should still wear your gloves. You should still wear a mouth guard, shin guards, all that kind of stuff, because you think a hockey puck hurts. Boy, do they ever hurt when it's like 20 below zero.
Yes.
I mean, they're... oh. Tons of things about winter safety. Anything else as far as winter safety goes?
My son is an 8-year-old hockey player.
Oh,
and so
good.
He lives at the rink also. And it's interesting. You know, these kids, they go to hockey practice and they've got all the gear. And then they go outside to the outdoor rink, my son not included. But there's a lot of them that just show up with their gloves and their stick and their skates.
Mm-hmm.
My son goes, he wears all of it because his mom works for Safe Kids.
Yeah.
And he knows.
It was funny. I was comparing broken noses yesterday with a guy.
Oh.
And I've had a couple of them, and both of them were from hockey sticks. Well, one was from hockey sticks and one was actually from the cage. But, you know, it was so funny because I had just got yelled at from the arena attendant when I was a kid, telling me to put a helmet on and quit goofing around. And I turned around and basically say, "Ah!" And I turned around and bang, I got nailed right in the nose. And yeah. Another thing, when you talk about winter prep for vehicles, how important is it to have like the safety stuff, the extra blankets, you know, things like that? Because I've spent the night in a ditch before in winter, and it's not fun. And I imagine you think it's bad being an adult. How about the poor kid back in the car seat?
Right. Making sure before you leave town, your cell phone's charged, your gas tank is full. You know, making sure that you have that winter survival kit, some blankets, granola bars or something that's going to be an easy snack. Because, you know, as an adult, we can tough through having a hungry stomach. Those kids are not going to be able to.
And I'm really bad at this, but in winter driving, especially if you're leaving town or, you know, even if you're going a couple of miles out in the country, you should always have a full tank. And I'm guilty, so guilty at that. In fact, if you looked at my tank right now, it's almost on E. But again, if you need some heat and you're stuck in a ditch during a storm, I mean, get out. You know, you just got to check your exhaust once in a while, but you can keep the car running and save your life.
Right.
Wow. So many things. I mean, you know, we never had this growing up. But then again, look how some of us turned out, you know. Now, Safe Kids Grand Forks, I know there can't be a ton of money there. How do you guys get your funding?
A lot of donations, a lot of grants. All True Health System is our lead agency, so they help cover some of our costs also. But we work off of a lot of different grants.
Okay, now if somebody wants to donate, how do they do that?
Right now, they can contact us. We're in the process of kind of switching how we're doing our donations. You can always call All True Health System and just ask for Safe Kids Grand Forks, and they'll transfer you. Or you can email us at safekids@alltrue.org.
Okay. Is there anything I'm missing out on? Anything more you want to talk about? Events coming up or anything?
Yeah, we have car seat checkup events that we do every month.
Let's talk about them.
So the second Thursday of every month, so I believe that's the 12th coming up here in, what month is next, November? Yeah. from 4 to 7 p.m.
That would be the 12th, yep.
From 4 to 7 p.m., we're at Rydell Cars on the south side, like where they do the oil changes. Mm-hmm. Rydell's is nice enough to give us an entire service bay. So we have an indoor spot to check car seats. You don't need an appointment. So we have people that come with a car seat brand new in a box. They have no idea what to do with it.
Mm-hmm. They're not that easy to put in.
They're not. And a lot of people think they are. Mm-hmm. Or they think, how hard can it be? And they haven't read the directions then. And we find about 4 out of 5 car seats are used incorrectly.
Oh, wow.
In some way.
Yeah. I mean, just bring it through just to even inspect the one that you got in there. I mean, just to make sure everything's still strapped down tight and everything too.
Yep. And we get people that come and, you know, I installed it myself. Can you check to make sure it's right? Or I had a lady that called yesterday and she said, you guys helped me install my car seat last spring, but the straps aren't fitting right now. Well, that child's grown. Mm-hmm. And so we need to make adjustments to it. We have people that take their car seats apart to wash it and go, can you help me put this back together? So any different thing, we have people that come to that checkup. There's no charge for it all. We have certified car seat techs that come to help with that. We also offer a class twice a month called Bringing Home Baby.
Okay.
That's designed for expected parents.
Okay.
So it's in a classroom at Rydell's. You bring your car seat into the classroom. We spend about an hour talking about the do's and don'ts, mainly of kind of that first year of car seats, and then touch on some of the next stages that they'll go through, and then we help them install their car seat after that also.
Okay, how about this for an idea? Say you're an expecting couple. Mm-hmm. You've never had a child before. It's your first one.
Okay.
Should they maybe even get a hold of Safe Kids Grand Forks a couple of months, maybe before the child is born, just to get an idea? Because I know you guys have a lot of literature. You've got a fantastic Facebook page. But there are a lot of things that I don't think people realize that they have to deal with when they have a child.
There is, yes. All True offers prenatal classes that give some of that information. So like the safe sleep. We talk about the ABCs, alone, on their back, and in a crib.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a class that'll talk about that. We've got our car seat class. There's ones that talk about things that don't really fall under our Safe Kids topics, but still things that are good for first-time parents to know, or ones that haven't had kids for a while. You know, car seat standards are constantly changing. So we get people that come to that expected parent class that say, you know, I have an 8-year-old or I have a 15-year-old, and, you know, it's been a long time since I've had a newborn. And they're shocked at how much has changed or even how much they didn't know the first time around.
Right, right. You didn't just throw the kid in the back seat and smoke a cigarette and drive down the road like they did when I was growing up.
Right. I have a question, and we don't have to get into it, and you don't have to answer it if you don't want to. But you said that they are recommending that the kids wear a mask underneath their mask. And I mean, I'm just curious, like, what kind of... Who came up with that idea? Like, what's the reasoning for it?
That's more of a public health question.
Yeah.
You know, the plastic costume masks don't have that same protection, I'm sure, as the two layers.
Well, and they usually have a hole in them, too, right. You know, so.
You know, the likelihood of kids doing that is probably slim.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I don't have a good answer for it other than probably, you know, it's got the holes in it and right. things. And-
so, okay, now, say, you know, with the mask mandate now in Grand Forks, kid goes through all the trouble of getting face painted and everything. And then you got to cover it up with a mask. It kind of sucks the fun out of it, doesn't it, a little bit?
So maybe you get one of the paper masks, like mm-hmm. one that you get at the clinic, or just like my kids have some cheap masks or you mm-hmm. make a cloth one that's white, let them decorate that to kind of match their face, maybe.
Sure. Okay. Okay. So again, in a nutshell, things that parents need to be watching for this Halloween, which is Saturday already.
It is Saturday. Biggest thing is try to avoid those masks that are going to limit their view, and pedestrian safety is number one. So as a driver, watch for those cars, or as a driver, watch for those kids that mm-hmm. are crossing the road. As parents that are with their kids, make sure that you're watching those kids and that they're not going across the street or cars that are backing up. It's recommended kids under 12 years of age have adult supervision with them.
Yeah. Right?
And I think we're going to see a lot of kids that are younger than that going out in groups without adults,
sure.
which is not a safe option for
them. And another thing, it's not all about the kids and what they have to do to be safe, but the people driving. Now, people like us that have been driving for a while, we know that there's going to be kids running around on Halloween, but a lot of these younger drivers may be distracted, texting, doing whatever, yeah. but it's the adults out there driving too. It's not just the kids having to watch out for themselves or the parents watching out for the kids, but all of us adults, I mean, we have to be wary. We have to watch for these kids because we were all young once too, and I remember how much fun I had trick-or-treating. And so we want to make it as safe as we can, whether it's a COVID Halloween or not.
Yep. Every year we contact the police department and say, all right, tell us how many ER visits there were on Halloween night in the last few years. We've gotten really good reports back from that. So we hope to be able to continue that.
Keep that trend going.
Yeah. Are they telling people to like put candy in like tubes and stuff for people? Is that a real thing?
Yeah, there's lots of recommendations through public health of, you know, individually wrapped bags of candy
mm-hmm.
and setting them out, you know, further so people can just grab them from your sidewalk without coming out. There's tubes so you can shoot it down. So instead of getting really close and putting it in your bucket or letting those kids, you know, a lot of houses, parents would just hold out the bucket
yep.
and kids could dig
yep.
instead of doing that.
I actually
make mine like a fear factor pole. You got to stick your hand in there. You don't know what's going to be in
there. Well, you know, if you leave the little individual bags out there, you're always going to get that one kid that's going to take like four or five of them.
Right.
But I heard this morning on the radio, a guy actually made a little Halloween catapult. So it kind of shoots underhand. And it shoots candy out about 10 feet.
Well, now they got to wear goggles, too.
So now you got to wear a face. Whack, whack. But no, that's why it kind of comes underhand. And it's, you know what? If the kid misses it, you pick it up. It's like a candy toss at the racetrack. You throw handfuls of candy out there, and the kids just go nuts, and they find them. But you know what? People that are really into Halloween, they're going to figure out a way to do this a safe way.
Yep.
We appreciate you coming on today, Jasmine.
Thanks for having me.
Wow. Again, your phone numbers, websites, anything like that, if anybody needs any information from Safe Kids Grand Forks.
Yeah, our phone number is 701-780-1489. You can find us on Facebook at Safe Kids Grand Forks, and then email safekids@alltrue.org.
Love to have you on the show again.
Thank you.
All right. Maybe we'll talk to Karma and get permission to have you on again.
Sounds great.
There you go. That's Jasmine Wongen from Safe Kids Grand Forks. Keep those kids safe out there this Halloween when they're trick-or-treating. Hey, special thanks going out to Dusso Photography, helping you get this show on today. Tell you what, Bob Dusso, man, he does a great job. You see him around racetracks around the area. He's doing senior pictures and portraits. You might still have time, but you got to hurry up. He's got some openings, okay? Also does the family portraits, business headshots, corporate pics. He'll come to your house. He'll go wherever you want. If you want to look the best, go to Dusso Photography. He can do that. And if you want to see some of his work, come and check out our Dusso Photography Wall of Fame here in the studios. You can get a hold of him by calling 218-230-4325. That's 230-4325. Or go to DussoPhoto.com. We've got a Mark Dobmeier metal picture here that is just phenomenal. Check it out. All right, tomorrow the Bull Ring Boys are back on a Dirty Thursday with River City Speedway Wasota Modified driver and champion of the track this year, Matt Scow, going to be in the studio. It's going to be an awesome one. Hey, we also want you to become a Podbean Premium subscriber. It's cheap. It's a chance for you to win yourself some great prizes. You just go to your Play Store, you download Podbean, search GFBS, you hit follow, you buy premium, and you are all set. And we're now on Amazon Music. Tell your smart speaker to play GFBS Podcast, and it's going to be there. And we're looking for your five-star reviews on Google, too. And that's it. We are Grand Forks Best Source. We are a Pure Mist Safe Zone. Make sure to like, share, and tag us. We're GFBS, giving Grand Forks an identity again.